Monday morning. I'm trying to attack the day. It's hard though. You open your phone. I don't leave my phone in the bedroom anymore. So actually, when I wake up, if I'm feeling like staying in bed that little bit longer, I pick up a book off the bedside cabinet. I kind of revolutionised my morning, actually, because I end up down some wormhole, and when I work from home and for myself, I can find myself doing emails and things in bed, which is probably not the best way to write your emails. Standing up with a serious hat on, obviously, much more vital. And so it was a slight delay of a glorious sun-soaked, as it streamed through the curtains, morning before I got downstairs, and the first thing I see is a Guardian news update on my phone telling me about 12 billion in welfare cuts, and I'm like, God, just the word welfare, well and fair, welfare. I care for your welfare. We should care for each other's welfare. In no way is that statement a good one. Welfare cuts. Warfare, on the other hand, is a bad word. It feels bad. It does bad things. I'm not talking about having a defence mechanism, but a sense of security. I'm talking about warfare itself. And we've spent an awful lot of money in warfare, money that would make 12 billion look like a mere drop in a very bloody ocean. So I've just got my cup of tea, which in itself is turning against me because I had to pour the milk out of a frozen milk carton due to the wonderful jam-packed weekend away and with geocaching and cinema and way too much imbibing of the alcoholic beverages, he says, unable to say. Yeah, those are obviously the brain cells that I removed over the weekend, the ones that enable me to say alcoholic beverages. I'm not pretending with this, honestly. So it's back on the wagon for me this week until I guess somebody buys me a drink or something. I've got paperwork, I've got a car to fix, new second-hand car picked up recently, realised there's metal on one of the brakes, and some work coming up in Preston and London, and a film later in the week, Mad Max, which I'm very much looking forward to, and the IMAX with Sizemore. So politics, is it just a bad dream? No, it's a very much a waking dream still continuing onwards. I'm just going to accept this government like you would do some deformed growth on your skin that you probably could remove, but that would be hard and painful and require other people's intervention. It's the door. I'm expecting some post. Hello. Hello, come on in, come on in. It's not the post. I'm heading out. It's other people, visitors. Speak to you later.